Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
804 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Mark Zeno's in for Bo today, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. We are welcoming in Rusty Mantell, co-host of The Steakhouse, which kicks off at 9 o'clock today. Also co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. And our conversation with Rusty is brought to you by Orchard, the smarter, faster, hassle-free way to buy and sell your home. Rusty, it's signing day.
Happy signing day.
Happy.
Happy too early to drink.
You know, it's crazy. I think this is year 19 for me. I have seen some wild stuff.
Yeah.
I know some absolute insane things that happened to end. It's not really that way as much anymore, but it's the things that happened the last 24 hours now that are wild. Now because agents are involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and Mike Johnson, example, he's been committed to Alabama. Mike Johnson, you know, sat down and his family decided that the typical Power Four SEC signee, he's going to make $250,000 his freshman year.
It makes me want to vomit.
Well, School B, oh, that's you. You would have got $250, no question. School B,
you're born
comes in and goes
15 years too early.
And School B comes in and goes $250. What if we make it $475?
Oh, wow.
And what if we give your parents a $50,000 travel voucher? And what do you think? So what do you think it does to that kid at the end? I'm not saying it until you sit in that seat, but I'm telling you, there's been some wild stuff going on.
So you said you're 19 years in. How much longer until the tell-all book comes out, the Rusty Mantell
tell-all? I tell you what, everybody tells me you got to write a book, and I said, you know what? The day I write a book is the day that I'm going to check out for me.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why
I will be sitting
20 years from now, the Rusty Mantell tell-all.
There's some stories, man.
I can't even imagine, dude.
By the way, just side note to this, and people want to, you know, jump on Lane Kiffin for leaving. Like this is the business, the dirty business that is college football's turned into.
Calendar sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Nick Saban was, whatever your opinion, and they're all CAA guys and all that, and they're all Jimmy guys, but the calendar sucks. Do I know how to fix it? I don't, but yeah. It sucks.
What do you mean you don't know how to fix it? Yes, you do.
What do you mean?
You of all people would know.
I do not. I have some
if
some
Rusty suggestions. Doesn't know, I don't think it's fixable.
I don't know when it's right, but I've always said we should do a signing day for the kids that want to sign August the 1st, and if your coach leaves, you have an out. That would solve two things, Mike. Who has a real offer?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And who has a fake offer? Now, the other side of that, you know what a college coach told me? Rusty, you think these high school coaches want these kids to sign, and they're going to check out their senior year.
That's a good point.
So there's two sides
of
everything.
That's a great
point. Two sides.
That's unfortunate, man. That's crazy.
Like think about that. You know, hey, my kid's committed to Georgia. His hamstring's a little tight. We're 3-3. He's probably going to sit these next two out. That would
or happen. Already signed with Georgia in your scenario. Yeah, that's crazy.
That would
making $500K.
And he's got $500K coming to him when he gets to school. So it's hey, this is what I say. We all love college football. Still a great product on Saturdays. It's absolute pandemonium behind the scenes sometimes.
Golly.
Well, I want to ask you about these rankings on signing day. Currently, Georgia ranks fifth best class.
Yep.
And that's the composite rank.
Correct.
But then On3 mm-hmm. has them at 2.
Shout out.
So how much weight should we put into these?
This is what I would say. Let everything play out today. And we filter every time someone signs, you turn to a signee. So then those point values are set into that class, okay? So I would wait till about 8 o'clock tonight when everything settles, all the West Coast kids and all that, because USC's number one class right now. And evidently they got a hell of an ATM card. I can assure you they're smoking that thing out west right now.
What's going on there?
They're all in.
They're
all in this class.
I just don't – and USC's a top five program, you know, historically Blue Bloods. But I don't look at USC and think, oh, man, they got all the money in the world to spend. But evidently they do.
They went all in on
this
class.
They don't seem like they would be where Oregon's at.
This is another thing, too. And everybody's like, well, how is this happening? This is the first time that schools have real money, ref share.
Yeah.
Like Vanderbilt. First time Vanderbilt's had real money. Like Vanderbilt has as much money as Georgia and Alabama has. And they're using it.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Damn, of all schools, I probably should have brought that one up.
Were you surprised? And look, I'm going to be as careful as I can. Were you surprised that Jared Curtis flipped from Georgia to Vanderbilt?
No. Wasn't surprised. What made it tough for me was everybody asked me every day, where do you think he's going? Well, my answer was, I think he's going to Georgia, but you better take Vanderbilt serious. You know, and it's a hard boat to be in because you're committed until you're not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I know for a fact, and the members of Dogs HQ know this, he had some very long discussions this weekend with Georgia staff, including Kirby Smart. And I'm sure he was pressed multiple times, are we good? Are we okay? And I think Georgia felt pretty good until the last about 24 hours.
That's crazy.
Until you sit in that seat as an 18-year-old kid, can't imagine. There's a lot going on there behind the scenes. Good family, good kid, tough boat to be in for him. He even said it last night in his tweet. His mom and dad wanted him at Georgia. It was clear. Like, mom was not here in Vanderbilt. I don't know that she's been on campus.
Wow.
This is a deal now.
Wow.
Like, and he made his decision. And at the end of the day, as a parent, they're going to stand behind their kid. But they made it very clear where they wanted him. They wanted him at Georgia.
Yeah. I got a follow-up question to that. Jared Curtis, obviously highly sought after, highly mm-hmm. regarded, highly yep. recruited, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is he the crown jewel of this class, positions aside? Like, is mm-hmm. he the best player in this year's signing day?
Well, you can go back history, and it's crazy. It's almost like the NFL, Mark, where it's quarterback, left tackle, and DN.
Yes.
So you can take those top 10 guys.
Maybe a corner throwing in there.
Maybe sometimes.
Yeah.
But you look and say, okay, it's either going to be one of those three guys. You know what's funny is Barton Simmons is the general manager for Vanderbilt. He runs the whole thing. I worked with Barton for 9 years. I remember sitting in the last real recruiting meeting I ever had, and Barton was arguing about Trayvon Walker being the number one player in America, and nobody in the room would have it. And 3 years later, Trayvon Walker went number one. And
wow.
That's how you kind of project, like, if you're number one, they think you're going to go number one down the line.
Yeah.
He's a hell of a player. I promise you.
Okay.
He's got his hands full, I think, because I think they have 46 seniors or grads. They're going to have a huge amount. Nine of Vanderbilt's top 10 offensive linemen.
They're like an NFL team that's getting rid of a bunch of cap space.
Vanderbilt's nine of their top 10 linemen, they're too deep, are gone.
Wow.
They're out of eligibility. They're gone.
Wow.
So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, does losing a kid like this really hurt Georgia in the grand scheme of things?
I mean, he can be replaced, but you're 2 years into that, Mark. You beat Ohio State the first time for him. Ohio State thought they had him. They go and beat early on, they beat Ohio State for him. He commits. Then he decommits. Then you're head-to-head with Oregon, and you go through 4 months of God knows what, and calls and visits and time, and you beat Oregon. And then you lose this kid 24 hours before National Signing Day. That's what hurts.
This is
and you tell other kids, and you tell other kids, hey, we're all in on Jared Curtis.
Golly, that's what really hurts.
That's what people don't want. Don't want to talk about.
And I want to make sure I keep this Georgia centric because that's obviously your wheelhouse. That's mm-hmm. where you spend your time yep. on Dogs HQ. So who's the next guy in this signing class that is like the marquee guy?
Well, Ekene Eboko is the offensive tackle out of North Carolina.
Okay.
That is a kid that got down to Georgia and Notre Dame, and it's hard to get those left tackles.
Yeah,
that's
for sure.
That was a big boy recruitment.
There you go.
There's commas involved with that one.
Wow.
But, you know, you go get – you would be
– Yeah, like,
it would ruin the rest of your day.
I don't want to talk about it.
Remember when you used to get that swag bag all the new year?
Yeah.
And you're like, this is the best day of the year.
Yeah.
Those kids, they don't even swear.
They're giving it away before they even open it.
They're going to the jewelers in Atlanta and getting custom stuff.
Oh, okay.
For $50,000.
I don't even want to think about it. I guarantee you.
They're
making more money now than I did my rookie year with the Falcons.
I'm not going to call the parent out, but there was a parent that made a post last night in the social media places I follow. And he says, just be careful what you do because you don't understand when nobody's calling you, you're not starting anymore, and you're not getting that NIL money anymore, and the real world hits you in the face like it is my kid right now, and he's dealing with some mental health stuff.
For sure. Oh, and that was always the next step, I think. That was always the conversation when all this stuff started popping up, is make sure you're smart as an 18-year-old kid with what you're doing. And not all of these kids have the parental background or the, you know, structure at home to be able to say, I got to put some of this away. Yeah. I really have to plan for my future.
When you're a basic kid and you're making $275,000, and I hate to say it like that, when you're making $275,000 a year when you're 22 years old, you don't graduate, you're out of eligibility, you're not making the NFL, and then somebody turns around and goes, hey, we got an entry-level position because I know a guy there that's going to start you out at 45, and you're going to work every Saturday, though.
It's rough stuff.
I mean, you're looking at that going, that doesn't work. It's going to have to work.
Go ahead, Zeno.
I was just going to say, you sound like Odell Beckham Jr. telling people how hard it is to live off a $100 million contract.
I mean, there's a lot of difference at that age. I think there's no doubt.
Yes, they need better role models and smarter 100%. People with money and everything.
It's also 100%. A lot of people, like, it would be me.
And there's people still, it's so unregulated still to this point. There's still a lot of people taking advantage. There's still agents lurking and everything else. I wanted to ask you just kind of to zoom out of the actual recruiting. Your phone today.
I
was going to say, what percentage are we at? How many text messages / phone calls will Rusty Menzel get on a signing day like this?
Are we
over under 500?
Yesterday was pretty wild.
I would have to think that combined, we're in the thousands as far as phone calls and text messages.
Today?
Yeah.
No. Text messages and phone calls. Yeah. Combined.
Yeah, I was going to say combined.
Yeah. I've got 29 unread right now since I've got on the air in 15 minutes.
See, my OCD would go nuts. I hate those red dots. I have to answer them immediately.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me, man.
No.
Rusty, I know you have a busy day, so we're up against it, but I cannot let you leave the studio until you and Mike make a bet.
A bet?
About Alabama and Georgia.
There's a couple options.
Can we get Bojangles involved?
That's what Dylan brought up.
This is two big boys. Food's not going to hurt
Zeno
us.
Zeno said we should be able to write each other's Twitter bio for a day. I was like, I don't think that's a fair bet for
that
Rusty.
Was Allie. I said,
oh,
I'm
sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry, I thought, but that's a really good one.
I said
one.
The gear.
That's a really good one, but I don't think that's a fair bet for Rusty. He's got, you know, like 100,000 Twitter followers, whatever it is.
Or Zeno has confessed he drives on the shoulder, so one of you would have to drive on the shoulder.
And take a picture.
I'm an interstate.
I don't smoke. I don't dip. I heard Zeno talking about that for 10 minutes, almost pulled in, got me a Marlboro 100.
Cowboy killer.
I'm like, dude.
Cowboy killer.
Cowboy killer.
I said that maybe we should have to exchange vanity plates for a month. Like, I can put my Bama plate on the front of your rig for a month.
The problem is,
tell you something, when he does that, that's when you drive
the problem
shoulder.
Is, my neighborhood is a lot of Georgia fans, and if I roll up in with a Bama tag, the vandalism... I don't know that I would be safe with that one.
We'll figure something out.
Somebody stole my damn Georgia flag not too long ago.
Oh,
I hope they liked it.
I know.
No.
Man,
the motivation.
I have to be
it.
Very careful when putting my Bama flag out front of my house. I will be honest.
I'm say a little this. Bit careful I'll, on that. I'll give 30 seconds and then we'll get off here for me. Everybody asks me why Alabama, and I say, look, it's two very good football teams, and it's been execution, a play here, a play there, dropping a ball. But I say caution yourself because I had a friend text me when Tennessee, a huge Tennessee fan, when Georgia beat them, and he goes, man, if we'd have made this play, and that play, we'd have won the game. Mm. Well, that's the way it always sounds.
Always
Georgia.
Sounds that way.
If we make that block, if Talon Tedder catches that ball, at the end of the day, it's about those three or four plays in the game. Can you execute? and can you make those plays? And that has not been Georgia, and they have not won the turnover battle, which is crazy because they always do that, but they have not won the turnover battle against Alabama.
There you go. It'll be a fun Saturday.
Absolutely. Way. We'll let you get back to your busy day, though. I know you've got a lot going on.
Pray for me. Pray
Thanks,
for me.
Rusty.
We're praying for you. That is the Rusty Mantell, co-owner and publisher of Dogs HQ. Of course, you can catch Rusty on the Steakhouse right at 9. Special edition because it's just Rusty and Sandra today. So I cannot wait to listen to that.
Golly.
Coming up, we've got NFL insider for The Athletic, Jeff Howe, joining us next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports Radio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio 92.9 again. Welcome back in. It is the morning shift. My name is Mike. She's Allie. Mark Zeno sitting in for Squidbilly today, and Dylan behind the window hanging out playing all the angry tunes, right? Got a little aggressive right there. Anything other than like the Sega Genesis menu music, and I'm down.
Down okay. With the sickness right now?
Yeah, I mean anything other than
why didn't you throw him a little Christmas music?
Every now and then he plays like a song.
You a Christmas music guy?
Yeah, love it.
I've been listening all the time.
I started in October.
I'm clearly not.
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. The leopard print Christmas hat.
Well, the leopard is kind of thing. I don't know what that was. I mean,
Yeah, it is. Shout out to Rusty for hanging out with us for a little bit on signing day. I know he's a busy man today. We're going to go to the phone lines. We're going to welcome in National NFL Insider for The Athletic. He is Jeff Howe, and you can find him on the X at Jeff P. Howe. Got a lot of NFL conversation to have, Jeff, but thanks so much for joining us today. How you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Are you a Christmas music guy or no? I feel like you're either one way or the other in this world.
I mean, now that I got, you know, my daughters are 10 and 8 right now, so you either got to embrace it or it's going to be a long couple months. So yeah. I'm all in.
Are you an elf on the shelf guy?
I was just about to ask him the same question.
My kids keep asking me for one, and I keep telling them no because I don't have the bandwidth.
Okay, be very careful, Mark, because we've had to make sure that we refer to the elf in the right manner on this show because there are people listening that are visited by elves every night. So, Jeff, I'm going to change the subject because Mark was getting ready to really pull the plug right there.
I wasn't good. You didn't even let me finish.
Okay.
I'm offended.
Okay, I'm all right, Jeff. Anyways, Jeff, So I was reading your quarterback rankings, Jeff, and you do a good job. And you talked about Dak Prescott. He's kind of dialed in. He's reestablished himself. I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. I think a lot has been made over the MVP debate in the NFL. And I think a lot of people thought Matt Stafford was kind of running away with it. And then he comes back to the pack. Now Drake May is kind of the bell of the ball. You wrote about how Dak Prescott is kind of reestablishing himself as a top-end quarterback. What do you make of the MVP race here in the NFL and kind of getting down to the wire these last 5 weeks?
I would still, so I don't have a vote, but I would still lean towards Stafford at this point. But with the Patriots going into the bye and then coming out of it with the Bills and the Ravens, if they're able to take care of business against those two teams, I think it's probably Drake May's award at that point. He's got probably a pretty good chance to lock it up and steal it from Stafford in the next 2 weeks. It's been an interesting year. It's been a fun one because it's been sort of a flavor of the week sort of award, and the Blue Bloods, for lack of a better term, haven't really been dominating that conversation. So whether it's been Stafford or Baker Mayfield earlier in the season, and now Drake May, or, you know, there was a time when it was possibly Jared Goff or maybe even Jonathan Taylor. So there were just all these fun new names, and it was like, who's going to have the biggest week? But I think right now it's a two-quarterback race between Stafford and May.
Well, Jeff, if you rewind back to the start of the season, the Bears weren't really on our radar, and now Ben Johnson has them sitting at 9-3. How has he gotten them to be the team sitting at the top of the NFC North?
Physicality. I was there this summer, and this, I'm telling you, this stuff started way, way even before that. Like, they didn't just wake up last week and say, all right, you know what, we're ready for a street fight with the Eagles. This is some stuff that really gets put in, the attitude gets implemented in the spring and it gets carried into the summer, and they decide every single day in training camp, we're going to be the more physical team. I was there during a day when they practiced against the Dolphins, and there was no question which team was there to be physical and which team was not prepared for it. And you kind of look at the way the two teams have kind of fallen or gone in different directions in the standings. So this is a team that is, you know, they're nowhere near the talent that Ben Johnson had as the offensive coordinator in Detroit, but they play with a similar edge. And like that underdog mentality that, you know, they're going to pride themselves on being creative, but they're going to earn it through also, again, being physical. And they remade the offensive line. Those additions have helped out. So they're able to be a running team. There's been a lot of attention on Caleb Williams and his development. He's still got a long way to go, which is actually interesting because I think it shows how much better he can really get. But right now, you know, Ben Johnson's doing a good job of making it sort of half field reads and then just take the safe play, whether you want to scramble and try to create off schedule or what have you, check it down, whatever. So it's all sort of coming together, but just while they bide time in Williams' development, they're able to just be the more physical, ground-heavy team, and I think it's fun to watch.
Jeff, of the following teams, which have benefited from very soft schedules and favorable opponents, which is the most Fugazi or likely to get bounced in the first round of the playoffs, the Bears, the Broncos, or the Patriots?
Ooh.
Probably the Bears.
There you go. Thank you.
But I think Fugazi. I think that's more of a product of their environment and the conference that they're in. I mean, you look at the AFC, everybody in the AFC is arguing about who has the softer schedule. And you look at the seven teams that are currently in the playoff field, none of them have beaten more than two teams that are currently in the playoff field. And, you know, compared to, let's say, the Rams have six wins against teams in the playoff field. I think the Eagles have three. So it's been sort of parity from that across the board with the exception of the Rams. But then the other part about the AFC, you don't have a single team in the playoff field that has a strength of schedule over 500. So they're all benefiting from soft schedules in the AFC, which is why I think they should all be terrified if the Chiefs are able to somehow get hot or the Texans are able to seal that last wild card spot from the Colts, because the Texans have been much more battle-tested. They have five wins against the current playoff field. As opposed to, you look at the NFC, across the board, stronger strengths of schedule, and you've got a team like the Bears that are more of the outlier because their schedule has not been as difficult.
Jeff Howell from The Athletic, kind enough to hang out with us here on the morning shift. Jeff, I'm going to ask you this question because the Seahawks are going to visit the Falcons this Sunday at 1 o'clock. I don't This is going to sound a lot like the question about the Bears a minute ago, but I think a lot of the same things kind of apply when you talk about what Mike McDonald has been able to do. And Falcons fans are always going to compare Raheem Morris to everybody from that hiring cycle just a couple of cycles ago. Mike McDonald's got things rolling over there, and they get Sam Darnold in the fold, and all of a sudden they look like a very, very good football team. What's been the blueprint for him to kind of get things turned around in Seattle and really get off to a nice start?
Yeah, that's a team that I think has the best ability to challenge the Rams in the playoffs, too, out in the NFC. I really like what Seattle's doing. And with McDonald in particular, just coming in and implementing his system and his philosophy, it aligns with what the front office has wanted to do, really, since Schneider got there in 2010 with Pete Carroll. They still want to be a physical team that plays good defense and controls the ball on offense with a quality ground game. They got away from that identity a little bit last season, bringing in somebody like Clint Kubiak as the offensive coordinator. This season, you know, Kubiak has that run-first mentality. Now, again, Sam Darnold gets a lot of the attention, but their identity is still as a physical ground offense. And their offensive line has been healthier. McDonald, of course, is the defensive guy. So it was going to take a little time for his defense to get rolling in Seattle. I mean, remember when he became the coordinator in Baltimore, it still took a little more, or about a season for them to get really rolling. And then you saw what the Ravens were capable of once they got hit their stride. Similar sort of timeline in Seattle. And then you've got this young group of defensive players who are kind of coming into their own. You've got Emenwori, who I think is going to grow into a Hamilton type of piece on the back end. So just a really cool trajectory that Seattle's on. And I think can they contend with the Rams? Yes, I think so. A big question mark is, how is Sam Darnold going to be able to control the football? You know, there are three losses this season. Two of them, Darnold has a key giveaway late in the game, deep in opposing territory when the Seattle could have done something about the deficit. And another one was that 4-turnover game against the Rams. So Darnold just has to be better with the football in those more intense games down the stretch.
Jeff, we've already had two coaching openings coming in Tennessee and with the Giants. How many more do you forecast possibly being this offseason?
The average is usually 7. So, I mean, I remember last year it looked like I thought we were looking at the same thing last year, too. And then all of a sudden there were those surprise firings. So, I don't like to really publicly speculate, you know, just start throwing names over who gets fired. I try to be a little more sensitive to that before it's truly warranted. But, I mean, I think getting to 7 is probably realistic this cycle. Again, the surprises always happen, and it's a little too early for us to know exactly who should or should not be safe.
All right, there you have it, Jeff Howe from The Athletic. Jeff, before we let you go, would you rather watch Elf or The Grinch? Which one? Which Christmas movie?
Which Grinch?
Elf.
No, the Grinch, the cartoon one over everything.
Jeff right there, Mark? He said it doesn't matter.
No,
he
it does. Elf. It's the cartoon one over everything.
Hey Jeff, thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, buddy. Have a good one.
Elf is elite. Thanks, guys.
By the way, real quick, I don't think there's a chance we get to 7 coaches.
You don't think so?
No. Like, it's possible in the AFC. Miami, Cincinnati, that's it.
I'm trying to think.
Unless the Steelers are crazy.
I'll look at a list and we'll get back to it in just a minute.
Okay.
But there's always a possibility. It's like somebody's like, I knew Raheem was going to stink. I'm like, oh, do you think? It's not like 99.9% of coaches don't get fired at some point in the NFL. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Odds are, with 7 happening every year, we're going to get there eventually, buddy, okay?
Well, thanks to Jeff for joining us today. Tomorrow, you can join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming from 2 to 6. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night football and conference championship weekend in college football while enjoying all the great food and drinks at Buffalo's Cafe. Again, it's tomorrow 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe Incoming. Coming up, college football playoff rankings are out. Alabama got ahead of Notre Dame. And rather than a life of squid today, we've got a moment of zen.
Can't wait to hear it, man.
Cannot wait to hear this moment
of
zen. That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Mark Zeno, in for Bo Morgan today. Dylan is subtly hinting something to me right here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. I did not forget, we have Guns N' Roses tickets to hand out right now.
It's pretty awesome.
So September next year is when they're playing Truist Park, and the tickets go on sale at ticketmaster.com this Friday. Right now, you can win a pair. Dylan will take your call right now. 404-726-0929. So good luck. 404-726-0929.
I haven't been as jealous of the ticket because we're ineligible, obviously. Yep. I haven't been as jealous that we're ineligible since like the Echo Park Speedway giveaway. I'm like, dude, I would love to have those. Now, our friends at Echo Park do a great job taking care of us, so that's not really a thing. But now I'm listening to this going, yeah, I'd love to be eligible for that. Well, can I call Dylan right now?
And seeing a show at Truist Park is one of the best venues because you can accommodate whatever kind of concert viewer you are.
Yes, that's a good point. And Mark, are you a concert goer? Because I think Al and I have established we're both big concert people. Like, I love
There's only a very handful of bands I'll pay to see.
Really? And he says bands, too. He didn't even say singers.
Billy Joel, Pearl Jam, I'd go see Lady Gaga live, Justin Timberlake.
Does it matter the venue, though? That's my next question. That's the follow-up.
I mean, acoustically, yes, to a certain extent it does. Like, sometimes, you know, closed arenas are different than outdoor stadiums.
Sure, it's way different seeing a band at Truist as opposed to Mercedes-Benz.
Right.
For sure.
Absolutely.
I went up and saw Tom Petty right before he passed at Wrigley. It was insane. I mean, just insane. Stapleton opened for him.
So jealous.
And the next day was Dead & Company. With John Mayer on the guitar. Yeah. Dude, it was such a good weekend. A good weekend.
I mean, listen, baseball stadiums are great venues for concerts. One, for the sheer amount of people that they can put in there.
Yeah.
And the way it's all set up. But, you know, again, it's like, I think just you get a better experience when it's outdoors. It feels more natural, and especially in the summertime.
I was going to say, the new thing now is, and Allie's well aware of this, is country artists doing football stadiums, like the college football stadiums. Mm-hmm. So Morgan Wallen's doing Tuscaloosa, Zach Bryan's doing Auburn, Aldina Luke Bryan doing
Between
the Hedges. This is going to be insane. All those are going to be insane.
Well, what I love about Truist, though, like, because there are concert goers who are like, I need a seat. I absolutely need a seat. And
Touché.
So you can cater to them. But then if you want to be down enjoying the music, looking up at the stage, they've got that for you too, and it's not too packed.
Would you promise not to make fun of me if I told you the one concert I've been to where I was like, standing room only is fine?
What was it?
It's Justin Timberlake.
JT.
At Gas South Arena, JT, I was like, you know what, man, I'm good. I might bust a move up in there.
JT is incredible.
And there is definitely a height restriction on dancing, which we've covered on the show before, and I'm definitely past the limit. But when the lights go out at a JT concert, it's all good. You know what I mean? I was moving pretty good.
See all the flack he was getting about not singing at his concerts?
He'd be like,
I got this feeling. And then just put the microphone
down.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I will tell you, I mean, there's like an Instagram account with like, you know, concert things. And I don't know why, there's the Bryan Adams one where he was, the prelude was coming in musically. And before he could get his mouth open, the whole entire audience was singing the lyrics for him, and he just shut up. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, like for sure.
It's just awesome to see, like, when you get 40, 50,000 people in unison singing for you, dude, that's when you know you've made it as an artist.
That and the Limp Bizkit video from Woodstock that goes around of just, I mean, like a million people losing their minds as the guitar drops is just, it's just magical. That's just magical. All I need to go to a concert.
I know.
Soon.
I was just thinking. I'm getting the itch, man.
I'm getting the itch. When, like, you know, I'm sure there's some kind of Christmas deal going on out there. I'm
Turn
going
to. Turn Siberian Orchestra.
Yeah. Need Drake to go ahead and drop this album so he can go ahead and go on tour, and I can go to that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, he didn't have the album out, and you're already talking about the tour.
Absolutely.
Step back, young man.
And that's where this conversation ends. Back.
Yep.
We got college football playoff rankings to talk about.
Boom. Mark Zeno, you a Drake fan?
Like the singer?
He literally just looked at you.
The artist, yeah. Drake? Yeah.
Like Drake
He's
London?
All right.
Dang. All right.
So after seeing the rankings come out last night, do you think Bama is now locked into the playoff?
I do, yes. And now there is going to be a lot of upset people if you get the 13th data point and it's a loss to Georgia and Bama's not dropped out. I just don't, for the life of me, foresee an instance that the conference commissioners, and I say that, but there's going to be two Power Four conference commissioners that are going to be dealing with that this weekend, but where the 13th data point harms you instead of just staying status quo. BYU is going to deal with that possibly with Texas Tech. Now, they can play their way in, but with a loss, they're going to drop out. But I just don't see a scenario where Bama could possibly lose to Georgia in the SEC championship. I think that is the reason, and Mark can probably back me up, why you saw Bama jump Notre Dame yesterday. They did that 100% to make sure that they could make it look good next week if Bama were to lose that 13th data point to Georgia.
I mean, the real linchpin here, forget the ACC mess, the real linchpin here hangs on Texas Tech beating BYU.
Agreed.
That is the most important conference championship game to avoid the muddiness and the dirtiness and making the committee look beyond foolish, which they've done a good job.
Hunter Yurachek is bowing. He's praying.
Yes. I mean, so if Texas Tech takes care of business, Georgia and Alabama won't matter. Obviously, Ohio State, Indiana won't matter. The ACC won't matter because guess what? Like, you know, Virginia likely is not going to get in. But what it does is once BYU moves out, it gives room for both Notre Dame and Miami to get in. And the problem is that that's what the committee needs to recognize. Either they're both in or they're both out.
I agree.
You cannot put one in over the other.
I completely agree.
I don't even care if you think Miami should be, because take your head-to-head and stick it up with the sun. I'm so tired of you head-to-head people. Like, it does not mean what you think it means. It does not mean that one team is definitively better than the other. Florida's not better than Texas. Doesn't matter. They were better on one day. It doesn't mean that their resume is better. So
that's going to be a point of contention, I think, for a lot of people, as far as the SEC goes, because you're going to deal with some situations that if Bama were to win, right, and again, that's neither here nor there.
If Bama wins and Texas Tech wins, the top four are Ohio State, Indiana,
okay,
Bama, and Texas Tech.
Follow me in terms of the SEC teams, though. Oklahoma beat Bama. Bama beat Georgia. If they're all with two losses, if Bama were to win this weekend, I think that, and you just mentioned Texas A&M got the one loss and is not going. I think the way the SEC were to fall out in that situation is going to get really hairy.
I mean, to your point, yeah, but it only looks because you're optically worried about the loss column, and you shouldn't be.
I agree. No, I tend to agree with that, but I'm just saying that that's going to be, it's a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard pill to swallow if Bama were to win the SEC and jump up into the top five, at least hosting, right?
They absolutely should be hosting.
But if not getting a bye, and then Oklahoma, who just beat them 2 weeks ago, is saying, all right, we're in a different, way different situation.
I'm sorry. You mean 6-1 against top 25 opponents isn't good enough to be one of the top three teams. What world? What planet do you people live on?
Talk to me about it, Mark.
Like, this is what's great about being me, because I don't have an allegiance to an SEC team, and I really don't care about your SEC fandom.
You just said you own a lot of Florida gear, and you've been to three of their games. Just throwing that out there.
There's a lot of other things tied to that gear.
It can be bought, guys.
See what they do to you, Mark? See what they do to you?
It's undefeated.
Listen, I think they both understand why I do what I do.
It's undefeated.
It's not hard to figure out, okay? Where you put your head at night matters. But that said, I don't care. You're right over there. I don't care about like your fandom. The reality is that throughout the entire season, it has been proven multiple times over the two best teams in the SEC are A&M and Bama. End the conversation. That has been proven. Like, that's not really debatable.
Dude, I don't agree. I think if Georgia and A&M were to face off right now, I'd take Georgia 100%. 100%.
Where's the game?
Neutral site. Call it neutral site. If they were playing
Georgia's a 3.5 point favorite in that game.
If they were playing each other in the SEC championship, I'm taking Georgia.
Georgia's a 3.5 or a 4 point favorite. Now, I'd have
they're
to double check my numbers.
Way too consistent, and that's why last week I said Georgia won the national title.
Okay,
they're too consistent.
But again, are we talking about the resume or are we talking about the team? Because this is where the conversation becomes difficult, right? I don't doubt Georgia can win a national title. Are they the best team with the best resume? No. Not even close.
I think they're the most consistent team, and that's
right.
What I think.
What you're doing is you're taking a lot of other outside factors that have nothing to do with 2025 and playing that into your equation, which reality should not happen because you trust Georgia more, because we've got a longer track record, because we've seen it a million times before, and we know the best coach in college
that's
football resides
fair.
In Athens.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're trying to judge when putting this together. All I care about is 2025. And if you're going to look objectively at the resume at 2025, Alabama's is better than Georgia, and so is A&M's. It's better.
I know we've been getting a lot of tweets about Mark Zeno's opinions today. Keep them coming. At 929 Morning Shift, I would love to see your thoughts and opinions on everything he has to say about the college football rankings. And you can also join the Morning Shift every Friday for the tailgate at home. It's presented
Somebody
by...
Somebody just wished me death, by the way.
Did they really? Okay, we don't
bro,
want
you should
that.
Be shot.
Oh, for driving on the shoulder?
No, for parking in the handicap spot.
Okay, I'm not.
That, we don't want that. We don't want that. Tweet nice things.
No, you can.
Constructive criticism.
Whatever's one step below that.
hey, here you go. I'll tell you what, girl dad. I'll tell you what, girl dad 1010. People tried
Friend
to shoot
of the
me.
Show, girl dad 1010. Oh, like well,
people tried
like
to shoot me before and they missed.
I like that guy.
Well, the tailgate at home is presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes. You can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at The Morning Shift. It's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom, feel the hype this year with Publix.
So, since this is a new thing for me, I'll try
the
to.
The moment of zen.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually going to be kind of the opposite of that. It's just going
to
hit you right in the face with some truth.
Not to say.
You know what I've realized? I took the kids to Disney prior to Thanksgiving. And, you know, you're walking around Disney. And not only that, it's I need to get this cotton candy and I need to want this drink. And can I buy this shirt and can we get this toy? And then be waiting on lines and everything else. And I've begun to realize that what is dubbed as the happiest place on earth, the only people who are truly happy are not there with children.
Yeah.
They are there by themselves.
Which leads me to even more questions about those people, I'll be honest with you. But that's neither here nor there.
You know, like, I mean, you know, I've been to Disney several times. You know what I haven't done yet? Go to Epcot with other adults and just hang out and drink all day
long. I have done that. That's a great time.
Around the world is dangerous.
Sounds like around the world is so dangerous.
Around the world is dangerous. You know what you don't have with you?
I bought the worm out of the tequila bottle.
There you
at
go.
Epcot. Yeah, that was a bad day.
Yeah. You didn't have kids, though. The only people who are happy at Disney are people who are there without their children.
I think that's a mic drop moment. Because I definitely have been without children. It was definitely
a lot of fun.
They used to
serve at the United Kingdom like a yard beer.
Yeah.
The Magic Kingdom or the United Kingdom?
At Epcot.
Oh, you're not okay. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought you meant Magic Kingdom. Just say England.
England.
The United Kingdom. Dear Lord.
But it was
and the beer was warm at the United Kingdom when I was there. It was very upsetting.
Mark's head almost spun off his shoulders when you said United Kingdom.
I'm like, do you mean Magic Kingdom?
Oh, my God, it was so good.
But we got into, like, fights on the shuttles going back from Epcot, like, hitting each other with them because we were adults having fun.
And
the next time I went to the United Kingdom, they got rid of those things.
I bet they did. They were like, dude, these hurricane-style drinks have got to go. Did you see those people hitting each other on the monorail? Can't do that anymore.
I mean, I wish there was more Zen involved in it, but you're not happy if you're there with children.
I completely co-sign on what you just said. I'm with you. I don't know. I went last year with my kids, man. It's a brutal. It's an absolute 5-day war.
I mean, you're just
stay at Shades of Green.
No, what's that?
It's the military resort down there next to Disney.
They have one?
Yeah.
I did not know.
Each level of the hotel is a different branch of the military.
Ah, love that.
You're welcome.
Oh,
check that out.
I'm sure all. I'm sure the Air Force rooms are the best.
Yeah, the fourth floor, I believe.
Yeah, exactly.
Right under Space Force.
Right. Mr. Goody.
I want to say congratulations to Christopher from Marietta. He won the tickets to Guns N' Roses. If you want to go to that show, Ticketmaster.com is your friend on Friday morning. That's going to do it for us. For Mike,
oh, we're done?
Mark. Mark, thank you so much for coming in today.
Well, that went by fast.
I'll see you next week, man, with a different version of this show. But for Mike, Mark, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to...
Don't go to Disney World during Thanksgiving, Atlanta.
You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.